You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello and welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, head on over to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the Tuesday episode each and every week. Again, that's hostinghotline.com. And today we have a great question from Wynn.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. You've been keeping me company as I've been preparing my first vacation rental. I'm learning so much, and I'm actually signed up for the May boot camp, so thank you. So my question, with enough detail, like you ladies like to have high-level questions, I'll do my best here. It's a new listing, and it's in a country setting off the highway, two-story home, 2.5 acres. Neighbors aren't too close by. So my question is this about security. Should I install Ring cams? Do guests like this? Is it a feature that's important for me to have? And my second question is, what do you do about changing keypad codes? Every guest, once in a while, I need to know how to take care of this. Thanks so much, Sarah and Annette.
Wynn, such good questions. And congratulations on your first short-term rental. And I can't
wait to the boot camp. We can't wait to see you.
Yes. Yeah. So at the time of recording, the boot camp hasn't kicked off yet. But depending on when this airs, it might be over. And so if you're ever interested in our boot camps, you can get signed up at thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. They're awesome trainings that are focused on a specific topic. And it just gives you some dedicated time to dive deep.
Focus on your business.
Yes. But let's answer Wynn's question. So Wynn, when it comes to whether or not you should install a Ring camera, whether you are in a more remote area or a more of a metro setting, it really is a personal decision. But the first person we have to ask is your insurance company. They might have specific requirements on where you can have a camera like that. Usually the front door is fine. And the thing you have to remember is if it's for the guest and them feeling secure, because I want to give this to you. We've heard both sides of the conversation where guests like it because they feel secure, or is a guest going to feel like you're watching them? And are you going to want to watch the Ring camera every time you see movement? And of course, we want all of our guests to feel like they have privacy while on our property during an active reservation. So some things that you could do is, yes, have the Ring camera as long as your insurance company allows, and make sure in your listing description you share with the guest that it is there so they can feel secure. Now, usually the person looking at the footage of the Ring camera is you, the owner. We're not going to give the guest access to be able to review the footage. So should anything happen, you could get that history from the Ring camera. And so you could let your guest know that you have it posted, it is running 24/7, 365, and that you have access to that footage 24/7, 365, but that you're not viewing it so they know that their privacy is intact unless an incident, you know, happens. You could also, I have one of my properties, a security system. It's more of a metro setting, not that that necessarily makes a difference. Things can happen anywhere, where a guest can set the security code when they go to bed at night or when they leave the property during the day. It's really inexpensive. We use SimpliSafe. So that could be another thing that you offer and install Wynn. But either way, I would just make sure that it's well outlined in your listing description and let them know it's for their safety, not because you're an overbearing host.
Yeah. And the good news here also is you can open up your short-term rental, not have a camera. You can install it later, again, if insurance is cool with it. It's also one of those things you can install. If it becomes a bother, you can uninstall it. So I think sometimes when we're getting started, we weigh so heavily, like these decisions are forever.
Yeah.
So I just want to give you some breathing room that things are going to ebb and flow. And you might see once you're open that you want to have a camera because of deliveries or guests or whatnot. So just for you as being the owner, it might behoove you. So just also know that things change. You can install after the fact. So no stress there.
And then you asked a second question, Wynn, about your lock. You could get many different answers depending on who you ask, but of course you asked us, so we'll give you our answer. We champion changing the code for every guest. And I like knowing that the code is changed. If I'm a guest at someone's home, that no one else has this code but me and my party, and that it was created for the start of my reservation and it will no longer be active once my reservation is over. So that is what we offer to our guests, Wynn. Now, there is software and automations out there, you know, should you get property 2, 3, 4, or 5, or if you are really strapped for time and you kind of like technology and you don't mind investing in it, you could invest in something like that. Or when, since you have one property, you could do this manually. And so you want to get a smart lock that has an app. But you want to be careful that the guest doesn't need the app to access the home. You just need the app to change the code for each stay. There are some automations within Airbnb as it relates to the Schlage smart lock. But if you're going to welcome guests from who book via, whether it's direct with you, Vrbo, Airbnb, you do want to make sure you have a system for every online travel agencies where your guests might find you. And so having an app where you can set the start and the end time and be able to send the guests the code is what we recommend for ultimate security. Anything else to add, Annette, to that?
No. Let's do it. I'm excited.
We're so excited to meet you at the boot camp. Hopefully by the time this airs, you've learned so much about your pricing and you're going to be a revenue management guru. But again, if you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, head on over to hostinghotline.com. We answer them every Tuesday and we love having these conversations with you.
I do have one thing.
Yeah.
And for anyone out there that is a brand new host, we have an on-demand course called The Hosting Handbook. You can dig in a weekend, learn everything you need to know about starting your short-term rental. And we'll make sure to link to that here in the show notes. But definitely you want to get that in your hands. It's video. You can watch it. You'll have it forever. And you can, it's chock full of resources also.
Yeah, it's one of the... We're proud of everything we produce, but it's really good. All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.